at last, in the air to Neil Cassidy land.
In stitches, bragging about some nurses screwed while driving through Nebraska. When she came, she honked the horn, and Neil just barely missed the truck. And then he asked her if she'd like to come like that to California. You see, a redhead in a uniform will always get you horny. Yeah. And we had the hairnets, white shoes and a name tag in her hat. She drove like Andy Granatelli, knew how to fix a flat. And Jack was almost at the bottom of his MD 2020. Neil was yelling out the window, trying to buy some pennies from a Lincoln full of Mexicans. And the left rear tire blowed, and the sons of bitches put near who almost ran us off the road. And while the nurse had spilled the manischewitz all up and down her dress, and then she lit the map on fire, and Neil just had to guess, should we try to find a bootleg route or a filling station open? The nurse was dumping out a person looking for an envelope. Jack was out of cigarettes, and as we crossed the yellow line, the gas pumps looked like tombstones from here. And it felt lonelier than a parking lot when the last car pulls away. And the moonlight dressed the double-breasted foothills in the mirror, wearing out a negligee and a black brazier. And the mercury was running hot, and we were almost out of gas. Just then Florence Nightingale, she dropped the drawers and stuck her fat ass halfway out the window to a Wilson Pickett tune. And shouted, get a load of this, and gave the finger to the moon. Scabble with that desire, scabble with thee, and down to Philadelphia, man. Got to mug my kids dead down. Took by the board to your door. Counting one-eyed jacks, whistling Dixie in the car. And he was doing Lisa 100 when we saw a falling star. And Florence wished that Neil would hold her instead of chewing on his cigar. Jack was nodding out and wishing he was in a bar, with Charlie Parker on the bandstand, and not a worry in the world, and a glass of beer in one hand and his arms around a girl. And he was singing to the nurse underneath the Harlem moon. And somehow you could just tell we'd be in California soon, open up your golden gates, California.
Look out, California. Here I
promised thunder showers replaced by vast sunlight. In the right end of the city, it looks as flat as my native Saskatchewan. Where are the famous mountains? I saw them not. In North Vancouver, that's impossible to do. After a pleasant and prairies-evoking ride, we are at my hotel. I was expecting a hotel. This is minor motel land. Construction on my floor. But I didn't come here for accommodations.
I'm going in!
No, don't do that, son! It's dark and dirty in there!
Oh, but Mom!
It's full of bees and spiders! You might poke your eye out when your father comes home!
I'm going in, Mom! There's a vacancy!
Good evening, sir. Welcome to the only nice motel in town. How long will you be with us?
Just for tonight.
Ah, very well, sir. You'll find it's very clean here. Just fill out this card.
Oh, thanks. Oh, look, it's dirty. Somebody's already used it. There's a name on it.
That's all right.
Well, I couldn't get you to believe my name is Mr. and Mrs. John Smith, could I?
Well, of course you could. It's nice to have you with us, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Front!
According to the Hornsby website, the Highlands Wine and Liquor Store in some distant place has Hornsby Amber Cider. When I got there, they were surprised. No Hornsby there, but some fine ciders to come. I should have called them before the long, futile lift ride. First off, death. Where is your sting? No, where is your address? Apparently, I had typed East 27th when I wanted just 27th. We quickly exited our dark nowhere and drove to a place identified as Death. Had to walk up to the door to read it. Part of a hotel. The lift driver leaves. I enter. It looks like a living room. Vast, soft chairs abound, but alas, all are full. The bar is not. Famous for its cocktails, eh? I ordered a drink to help the victims of the Maui fire. For dinner, the mushroom-enraptured polenta. Wild mushrooms, creamy Parmesan polenta, tender stems, gluten-free, vegetarian. It's really good. I have vague memories of encounters with polenta in Italy, but that would have been more than 20 years ago, when it's not that memorable a starch. But with these mushrooms, it did sing. I wrote down the ingredients for the Maui drink, and when it concluded, I ordered a less cause-tied cocktail. Wrote down its ingredients. It was a disaster in itself.
Oh, that was so much fun.
It's still tasty.
Last week, the four of us in the Firesane Theater were invited to a holiday fundraising event at the Rising Gorge. You've heard of it? California chef Mario Bastardi's newest West Side eatery.
Well, it was called a wine testing, since these vintages had been acquired haphazardly from yard sales of indicted CEOs and busted.commerce.
Yeah, they were offered to us by the glass, cup, or hand, and they featured Peter Sellers' estate sale recorked sherries and half-drunk bottles.
Or a barrel, a can. Or a Little John from Sherwood Forest's Robin Hood wine,
which went from the rich to the poor.
I tested the Jekyll and Hyde Lab shards.
Sometimes they're good, sometimes they'll kill you.
Yeah, it did taste a bit doctored.
Hey, I decanted an unlabeled bottle of Flooded Cellars Mixmaster's Choice.
Ooh.
And I took sips from a six-pack of premium vintages like Michael Jackson Nubile Moonwalk Whites and the Cabernet of Dr. Caligari.
Spooky. Since I brought my boys along, I opted to stay with the theme park rosé. The Fiddle-Dee-Dee Lakesbill Merlots and the Roller Coaster Reds, which, made my head spin.
Well, then I went on to the Pinot Cinema Noir, but I passed out after the first sip and someone stole my glass.
For dessert wines, they offered Any Port in a Storm.
And a Godfather Grappa.
Which we couldn't refuse.
Afterwards, we sat with the owner, Mario, for a photo op and nursed some Grand Canal sparkling sewage water.
While the great man caressed a snifter of rare Loch Ness Triple X 12-year-old girly 10 years to life chocolate malt scotch. Ooh.
I think we're all still nursing a hangover.
Well, here, have some Hair of the Dog, Phil.
Hey, pour me a Boxer's Rebellion.
Well, I would have a borderline collie.
For me, some Rottweiler.
Ooh, that's got a bite.
Trying feebly to write down my observations with unskillfully used new cell phone, two nearby women offered to help. As Blanche Dubois depended on the kindness of strangers, At some point in our increasing lives, we old people will depend on the kindness of the young. We also relied on the kindness of the bartender to replace the drink. That he did. Something off menu. He went on about the origins of the drink, but I was in too much of a hurry to get it, to pay sufficient attention. Continued conversation with the helpful women. One of them, Janine, is a bartender who invents perfumes. A good combination, as the sense of smell is closely related to the sense of taste.
But my nostrils flared at the smell of his perfume. Pyramid patchouli. There was only one joker in L.A. sensitive enough to wear that scent, and I had to find out who he was.
Good afternoon, Mr. Danger. I'm Rocky Rococo.
Thanks, Half Pint. You just saved me a lot of investigative work.
Maybe yes, maybe no.
I'll get back to that when I go to Meow Wolf on Tuesday. Janine was waiting for her plane back to New York City. Her friend B was a local. It's still early Pacific time. I go over to the Meridian Hotel. I hear they have a great view, but it's closed at 10:30. Website says open to midnight, but not tonight. Nice building, though. I retire. Looking back from OK yesterday, I am reminded of Neil and his barber dad in a rented room in Denver in the 1930s. My hotel seems to have been updated by the dumber Jetsons. I too am cold in this unheatable room, but not 1930s Cassidy family cold.
Hey, I am moving. It's cold here.
Ooh. Hey, come on over by the fire, stranger.
You talking to me?
And lost.
I am.
Just sit on the spit.
Thanks a lot.
Make yourself to home. Oh. This here's the end of the road, right?
Sure is.
This here is Donna's Pass.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, too bad Donna passed on. We just hit her. He just passed her.
Wait a minute.
An eating chair works up an appetite. Uh-huh. Nice to have you for dinner, cuz.
What?
You're it.
Hey, boys. Hey, get your teeth out of my britches. Hey, let me out of here. Hot boss! Help! Help me! Help me!
The room is sufficient into itself.